Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A young lady is helping raise awareness about autism and has created 50 sensory awareness bags for local libraries. How do they work? Let's go in depth with Olivia Harrington and her father, Mike, of Milo. Olivia, what's RAISE?
RAISE is respect, accept, include, support, and educate.
About what?
About autism. My brother has autism, and it means something to me because people treat kids with autism differently and think that they're weird because they have autism, but they're really not. They still have feelings, and it affects them.
And you've received a number of awards from U.S. Cellular, right?
Yes, I have received the U.S. Cellular's 16 Under 16 Future of Good for $10,000 to go towards the Autism Society, and they donated half of the items to go into our 50 sensory bags.
All right, now in front of us, we've got one of your sensory bags, and it says, RAISE Autism Awareness, Olivia Harrington, Respect, Accept, Include, Support, and Educate. And so respect people with autism, accept them, include them, support them, and educate us and them.
Yes.
So does that encapsulate it?
Yes.
All right, and so these, you recently gave a bag, or how many bags, to the Milo Public Library?
One.
Because that might be all the library needs. But you've got this bag, it's a plastic bag, it's about 12 inches by 8 inches, 7 inches, and it's full of sensory stimulating items, is that what you would say?
Yes.
I mean, that's what I find them.
Another name for them is like fidget toys.
Fidget toys. All right, you know, I engaged with these immediately because I'm sort of fidgety.
And I am too.
Are you?
Yes.
Let's describe one that really caught.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah.
The one that we donated was clear, and it had a bunch of rainbow Orbeez in it. And whenever you squished it, it went ksh.
So this is an Orbeez inside.
Yes.
And it's netting, about quarter inch netting around it.
Yes.
And so what happened? Now, what did you call that? An orb?
An Orbeez?
An Orbeez.
They're little, small, jelly-ish feeling balls that they put inside of netted fidget toys. And it makes it feel differently when you squeeze it?
Well, yeah, and it extrudes through mm-hmm. the net.
Yes.
And changes colors.
Yes.
And feels different.
Yes.
And so I just sort of feel this really engages my brain, just messing with this. And you're staring at it like I
am. Yeah.
It's pretty neat, isn't it?
It's cool. I like them.
All right, and this couple of ring things, what are they all engaged?
It's a toy, and you just like kind of spin it in a circle, and it's fun to just like mess with. I just like spinning it, and it just like, then you get it caught together, and then it comes back out, and it's confusing, but it's fun.
Yeah, just rings.
It's like an endless circle.
Sort of like a two rings on what looks almost like a bicycle chain hinge kind of thing, and just spin.
More in depth after this.
Okay, you got a smiley face ball.
Mm-hmm. A mini Rubik's Cube.
A mini one. Oh. It's funny, and I don't know, it's interesting that it engages your brain and your hands at the same time. You want to just grab that, don't you?
Yes.
And this is a chain. Oh.
It's called a tangle. And it just, you can twist it and bend it and do different things with it, snap it around. It's really fun.
The moving it is fun, and then the snapping sound is soothing, isn't it? Interesting.
Yeah.
I bet our listeners can hear that. So it's a chain about, well, I don't know, 10 inches long, plastic, orange and green, and you can just turn it into all kinds of cool shapes. It's almost like it comes alive.
It's like a snake.
Mm-hmm. It's like a snake. I can make it walk. I can do all kinds of cool things with it. All right, what's this? This has, on a keychain, a bunch of cards.
So they are sensory cards for children with autism that are nonverbal. So some children with autism, like, have a hard time speaking what they want to say. So we made little cards and then cut them out, laminated them, and then hole punched them and put them on a binder clip. And they say different things like iPad and stop.
With a stop sign.
And sit at desk, don't interrupt, help, and other things like that. Just to help them speak or tell other people what they need at the moment.
Wow. And so it's got the words, but then it's got symbolism.
Some pictures, yes.
Yeah, like the no symbol. Don't touch is a finger with a line across it touching something. Quiet person holding their finger to their lips. And so, and a smiley face saying it's okay.
Yes.
Walk, person walking. Hands down. Why do we need hands down?
Sometimes if they're like touching things that they aren't supposed to be in the library, or if like they're making a mess and they want them to put their hands down and to explain directions and then help clean up or do other things, they could tell them to put their hands down so that way they could just take a break from whatever they're doing with their hands.
Okay. iPad, in case, so they could say, I want my iPad, or
yeah.
I can say, do you want your iPad by that? Stop, we've talked about. Sit at desk, person sitting at the desk, don't interrupt. All right, so you could just, if somebody's interrupting, so the card, don't interrupt, and
yeah.
They'll nod. Help, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Poison, with a universal skull and crossbones sign. Okay.
Yes.
Hopefully you don't have to use that.
Hopefully.
Especially in the library.
I hope not. I mean, you never know.
Right.
They could be eating something they're not supposed to.
Right. And draw, that's a good one. Need a break? That's a great face, odd face. Sit on the floor. Okay, cookies, all kinds of great things. And so you can use it to provide suggestions, instructions about what to do, but then they can use it too, right?
Yes.
So you just change it back and forth. You could even have a little argument with this.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, but it's conversing. Sunglasses?
Yes.
To change the visual situation.
Yes.
These are, you have to get me a bigger size sunglasses. And I've seen these. These are
fidget spinners.
I've never used one. How do you use it?
So you hold it in the middle, and then you just spin it.
Oh, okay.
You can hold it on one thumb, or like, sometimes I can spin it on my nose. You could
really?
Just, yes.
Well, don't, people have to take my word for it. This is radio.
I do. I can.
Oh, a squishy
it's
bear?
Like a bear.
Yes.
Cat
Ooh.
Thing.
All kinds of sensory stuff. What is, well, what's that?
This
what'd
is
pick up?
Silly Putty. And it's, if I can get it open. Okay, I got it open. It's surprising. So you just squish it and it makes weird noises and it's like not a mess. You can put it somewhere and then just easily put it back in.
And it's glittery.
It's glittery. They're different colors. This one's purple, but there was like a blue, a green, a yellow, pink. There are many different colors.
What's this ball? This
That's
is a ball.
A ball, and so there are like a bunch of little balls in it, and you have to move them around, and you can like mess with it and mix up the order. So then once they're all messed up, you're supposed to figure out how to get them back into their original color. So you just have to move them and figure it out how to like fit them back into where you got them from. And it's really fun. This was like the first toy that I saw it and I just grabbed it because I thought it was really cool, and you just move it around and there's like a squishy other ball in there and like pushes them up into these other circles. So you just have to move them around and
sort of
mix
like
it
a
up.
Rubik's Cube it's kind like, of ball thing.
Yeah.
And you just move them around.
It's really fun.
All right. An old fashioned top that you spin.
Yes.
Small top. Mesmerizing.
I know. I like watching it. It has like circles on the top of it and it looks really cool when it spins.
It does. Listening to it is cool.
Mm-hmm. it falls off the table.
What's this long, snaky looking thing?
So it's a long, green, snaky looking thing, and there were like purple ones and blue ones. And it's kind of fun to just pull, and it like shoots off back at your other hand that you're holding it with. And it's just fun to stretch and like twirl around. It's really fun.
Well, all this stuff is really fun. And it engages the mind and the hands.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's soothing for me.
Yeah.
So it'd be soothing for... How's your brother like it?
He said it's really cool. His favorite thing that, like, stimulates his brain is probably the Rubik's Cube. And he loves Rubik's Cubes. The first time he saw one, he was like, can I have that? And we had to tell him that he couldn't have one. Because we had to put them all in the sensory bags.
Okay, so this could be good.
It was really fun.
But does he play with them all?
Yes.
Okay, and different people with autism are going to like different things. And
yes.
They're going to explore and learn and decide. I mean, I'd take me all morning to figure out which one I like best, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's really cool. So how many have you made?
I made 50. And we gave the one to the Milo Library. And then we're giving one to another nearby library in Lacona, and one here in Indianola.
Oh, very cool. And can other you've got 50 of them, I guess, 50 libraries.
Yeah. So then we're going to U.S. Cellular's conference meeting. No, we're going to the Autism Society's conference meeting. And they're going to take the bags and give them to their local libraries around them. Just to spread them out.
Wow, very cool. Well, Mike, Dad, how do you feel?
Very proud of Olivia's work and her dedication to her cause.
It's pretty neat.
Yes.
And it's nice for the recognition, but it's also nice for the support that lets her build things and spread the word about Raise Autism Awareness. It's pretty cool.
Yes, my wife and I are very proud parents of Olivia.
Well, what's next, Olivia?
Next, towards the beginning of next year, we're going to do another t-shirt sale because many of the teachers and associates at my school bought them the first time, but there are more of them that either want like another t-shirt, or there are some of them that didn't get one the first time and want one. And it was really fun to do because I got to go and help make some t-shirts. And they have a t-shirt folding thing. And I like the t-shirt folding thing because it just makes it easier to fold. And you like put the t-shirt in face down, fold up the bottom, and then like flip one side in, flip the other side in. And then you just fold it in half and then you have a t-shirt like folded nicely. And it's fun.
Well, and people can Google Raise Autism Awareness and find you, Olivia Harrington. And Olivia, remind me how old you are again.
I am 12, almost 13 in January.
And what grade are you in?
I am in 7th grade.
Well, good for you. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.